We are entering our final hours together. Can you believe that? So as we are pivoting towards this half of the afternoon, I want you to stay awake. You might remember back to your graduation, maybe from high school, maybe from university. I still remember the seat where I was. I remember the people sitting next to me. Take in this time and remember these faces as we go through our final hours together. This is a very special time. So as we get into micro-teaching again, I want to remind you of the process of micro-teaching, okay? Now, I'm going to give you access to these slides in a moment, so the instructions will be there. What you're going to do is you are going to be dismissed to the same groups you were just in. Same place, same library or other location. And you're going to be working with that group. What you're going to do is you're going to choose a group leader. Do you have a group leader already chosen? Okay. So from this group that you were just in, you'll have a group leader. And the person sitting to the right of that group leader, you're going to teach first. And you're going to set a timer for 5 minutes. And unlike yesterday, where maybe a timer, maybe not a timer, use a 5 minute timer. And the reason why is because we have just enough time to get this activity done for the group of your size. It's going to be just in time because then we're going to go straight to our break afterwards. And then the teacher will lead a lesson on a CS50 topic. Now, an interesting question I got yesterday is some of you are combining a CS50 topic often with another topic in your course. So you might be teaching something about finance, like as in money in general, and then also you are using a computer science idea or a CS idea or even a CS50 concept in there as well. Yes, you can do a micro-teaching like that. However, we don't want the micro-teaching to just simply be about another subject. You know, for example, you know, how to multiply or something like that, right? And so then about after 5 minutes of the teaching, the teacher will stop, and then the next teacher will teach. And then once that's done, after each teacher's lesson, we want you to write some feedback. Remember, the feedback is balanced, right? We want feedback that says what the teacher has done well and what they could improve upon. And when, you know, and all of you have received really good feedback before, even though it was difficult to receive, you know, but it was given in a way of kindness, right? And sometimes you get feedback and it's like someone's hitting you, right? And that kind of, so remember, we want to always offer feedback in a way of kindness. And then, finally, you can crumble the papers at the end and you toss them in the middle so it's kind of anonymous, right? And then the group leader can read the paper. Now, this QR code is very special. Go ahead and scan that QR code, if you would. Use your phones, use your cameras, and scan that QR code. This is going to give you access to all of the instructions. And naturally, if you can't see it where you're sitting, you can most definitely have a dear friend give it to you. All right. So with that, I'm looking at the time right now. It's about 20 minutes after the hour. And this will go right up to 3:15, and then at 3:15, we're going to have a built-in break. So if you would, all of us rise. Can I say one last thing? How many of you want good times for photos later? Yeah, you're right? I want a lot of time for photos with you later. So the pressure's on. We have to get, we're going to go, and we're going to go to where your groups are, and then at 3:15, we're going to go on break. Sound good?
Good.
All right, let's go.